Well, Sean, that was a very hard-earned point. What did you think?
We struggled in the first half to get some rhythm, but we had enough possession, but struggled to know what to do with it, and was hoping to get to half time with a clean sheet, but you know, you get frustrated, give a foul away, and then you know, with Joe Cole's quality into the box, so we were sort of not lucky, but we were grateful to get in at 1-0 down, and credit to the boys. I think you know that in some senses they sorted it themselves. You know, we had to get another forward onto the pitch. In the sense, we had to get two up top, and you know, we flattened out to a four, and so lots of things went on. But they played with a front foot, and you know, said to them afterwards, if we're going to lose the game, I'd rather lose it playing like we did in the second half, because that's the way we can win it. And I thought we were fantastic in the second half. I thought we were really good defensively and in attacking play. So really pleased, especially after a difficult game on Saturday.
And it was a really good move that led to the equaliser, wasn't it?
Yeah, we sort of, you know, once you can move the ball, it's a big pitch. And then Rico had put a few balls into the box, and you know, we weren't quite there. But you know, I think Romain gambled and got a really good touch. And you know, anything that comes into the box on a wet night like tonight is going to be difficult for the defenders. So yeah, I thought we thoroughly deserved a point.
And in the last 20 minutes, certainly you were pressing more and more. As you say, you at least deserved a point. It might have been all three, perhaps, on another night.
Yeah, I mean, we gambled a little bit, and you know, we ended up with you know, three forwards on the pitch and got us a goal. And to be fair, we were playing that well that we decided to stick with it. And you know, that gave us a few hairy moments at the back. You know, they've got some quality players in their team and unbeaten at home all season. So we knew it was going to be difficult, and they hadn't played for 10 days, which sometimes can be a good thing and a bad thing. But, you know, we had a difficult game against Brentford in difficult conditions as well. So I think to come here and finish as strong as we did is a credit to the players.
I was going to say, that shows your fitness to have played so well on two such strength-sapping surfaces in such a short space of time.
Yeah, I think once they got, I think we struggled in the first half just to get, you know, when things don't flow, it's quite difficult, and you know, we can learn lessons from that. You know, we sort of went half and half. We didn't really pass it with any purpose, and then we were forced to go long, and then you know, Tom's playing alone for us. So you know, sometimes you've got to. There's it's not wrong to actually say, look, our passing's not quite on today, so let's get the ball forward as early as we can. But you know, so we adjusted and put Milan up front, and that gave us a little bit of a foothold in the game, and we grew from that.
And Tom's obviously been out injured for a little while, but good to see him back on the score sheet again, clearly.
Yeah, I thought it was Romain who scored. I've got it wrong. So yeah, he's a goal scorer, so you know, he was. It's one of those, you know, when you look at it and you go, well, do I take him off because you need a goal, you know, but he's second game back, and so it's a bit of a dilemma. And we had Jordan Cook on the bench as well, so we decided to stick with him and, you know, try and play Jordan as well. So we went for it, really, and I said to them afterwards, I'd rather lose playing like that than the first half where we didn't really do anything, really. You know, we sort of huffed and puffed a little bit.
And just finally from me, great vocal backing again from the travelling supporters tonight, and they helped, I think, in these circumstances to maybe just drag the players over the line, did you think?
Yeah, away supporters have been, you know, in any football club are usually fantastic, and they were good on Saturday, and again today. You know, when you look at the respective squads, and you know, I think we've done really well. It's going to take a big effort to keep the momentum going, and you know, so everybody needs to play a part. And I think you can, you know, the players deserve a massive pat on the back for tonight. I think they showed a great deal of character that coming at half time and really, you know, sorted the problems themselves, and that was nice to see.